Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we go. First up, she's the only person I know that wears those Apple earbuds with a cord. And she does every single day in the studio. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Hey, hey. Okay, so, you know, we get those scam text messages. But this one was so good, I almost clicked it because it was about my Netflix account. And if it says here, your Netflix account will be on hold because your payment was declined. And I thought for a second, oh, no, my payment was declined. They even put a case number in the text
message. Oh, well, it's a case number. It's got to be real.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's just a warning. Don't fall for this
stuff. What's a case number? There's no such thing as a case number with Netflix.
Pound A87B2X9. Like, I don't know. It looked legit to me. And I thought if I was a little more elderly or, like, just not paying attention one day.
But you almost still fell for it.
Yeah, and a little bit more elderly. Come on. You fall for stuff all the time.
Right. But I didn't click it, but don't. Amazon and Netflix scam texts are out there, so don't fall for them.
It's hard because then you get a real one with a real link, and you're like, I'm not clicking it. And they're like, well, I guess you don't want your package of your insulin you need.
Exactly.
You know? Up next, he waited at a celebrity's car for the celebrity to come out of the store. Like, he saw the celebrity go in and just waited at his car and said, well, I guess if you want to get in your car, you got to go through me. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah. Speaking of cars, whenever I'm driving and I see a man and a woman in the car, and if the woman's driving, I judge that guy like, man, what's wrong with you? The guy should always be driving the vehicle. It's just weird. I don't know. My wife
drives some.
Like
40% of the time.
40%?
Yeah, I think
so. I judge you.
I think it just matters what car we're taking.
Doesn't matter. My car or my wife's car, 99.9% of the time, I'm behind that wheel.
Nothing says progressive like Lunchbox in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's it. And finally, from McAllen, Texas. He has his Star of Texas on his hat. It's a Dallas Cowboys star. He's very sad about the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be a rough next 2 months or so. Here he is, Producer Eddie.
All right. Well, that's weird. Lunchbox said this because we just started a new rule in my house. My wife drives her own car. I drive my car. It's a whole new thing. It used to be where, look, if we're driving as a family, I'm the guy, Lunchbox, you're right. I drive the car. But now, if we're driving in my wife's car, she's driving. We're driving in my car.
Fair.
I'm driving.
But that's what.
Why do y'all have to make a rule?
Yeah, why a rule?
Because it used to be where she's like, "Oh no, you're the man. You drive up. No. You're driving your own car." But here's the thing: if you're the passenger, you cannot say anything about the driver.
Oh, that's like a secondary rule.
Yes.
No backseat.
If you're not
driving,
you can't. Something must have happened to make that happen.
That's her rule, because every time she drives, I'm always like, careful, there's a stop sign there. Oh, there's someone next to you. Don't turn.
That's so annoying.
That's why you don't let her drive, because you don't trust her driving.
That's so annoying, Eddie, that you do that. All right.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's got a red microphone. He's 6'1". He made glasses popular. Bobby Bones.
You thought nothing about that, did you, until right then? Like, you put zero effort into that.
I felt that.
No, he didn't. He looked at the room.
He looked at Bobby.
Yes.
I was going to go plaid shirt next.
Yeah. So, whenever my show on USA Network started, Snake in the Grass, I thought, I'm going to treat myself a little bit. And I went and kind of designed this watch on a website, and it took months to get in, but I was super pumped because I've become watch guy. I said about a year ago, I'm going to be watch guy. I don't have one on now, but I said, I'm going to be a watch guy, and most days I wear a watch now. And so I designed this watch. It's red. It's awesome. I love red. It's my favorite color. And I got it in the mail yesterday, and I've been waiting forever for it to come in. And I'm like, that's it. And I opened the box, and it's in like a little like cushiony case, and you pop the top up, and I'm very excited. I'm like, this is going to be the coolest watch in my whole life. Boom, open it up. It's a ladies' watch. I designed a ladies' watch.
What?
Oh, I designed a ladies' watch. Oh. I designed, and I waited 4 months. It's a ladies' watch. I designed a ladies' watch.
So what do you do?
I'm going to wear a ladies' watch. It's going to be awesome, but still, okay. It's a ladies'
small?
Watch. I went to Caitlin. I said, this is the watch. I accidentally designed a ladies' watch.
It's petite.
It's petite. And she's like, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to wear it. I'll be proud of it. Took a while for me to actually accept the fact that I'm going to be ladies' watch guy. But, that's showbiz, baby.
Women's
that's
right. Shoes, though.
Oh, yeah, I can get a 13 and a half in a tennis shoe from women's.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
You can.
Stop.
Yes.
You do not ever do that.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple times, actually. Some really good ones. Some ones I can't find in men, same shoe. Just get 13.5 in women.
That's weird, man.
No, that's really weird. It's actually awesome. Wear the women's shoe, women watch. Come on.
Come on. All right, let's go. Glad you're here. Jordan Davis coming in just a few minutes. Jordan has a song that you may love called Bye Dirt. It's nominated for 2 CMAs. I think he's got 4 or 5 number ones at this point. But he's going to come in the next few minutes, and we'll catch up with him. A little clip of that for me, please, Ray.
Bye Dirt, final one you can.
But at first, let's do the mailbag. Here we go.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm a single mom. I got a 13-year-old son. For his entire life, I've chosen his haircut. I've chosen his haircut style. I've chosen his haircut length. And no complaints. Now all of a sudden, he wants to choose his haircut, and we can't agree on it. He wants this crazy buzz cut mohawk, and I think it looks ridiculous. I know at some point I'm not going to be able to control what he gets, but right now, I can't handle having a kid with a crazy haircut. The problem is, some of his friends have this haircut, which doesn't make it any easier. So what should I do? Should I give in, or is 13 still too young to decide your own hairstyle? Signed, Ariana. It's not that 13 is too young to decide the hairstyle. It's that a buzz cut is distracting in school. I know his friends have it. And if he wanted just a straight buzz with no mohawk, fine. If you wanted to grow it longer, fine. If you're wearing a mohawk, that's a distracting haircut. Unless you're in a punk band. Unless you're in an industry where that's kind of allowed. So I think you can let them pick a haircut, but it can't be something as crazy as a pink buzz cut mohawk. I don't care if his friends do it or not. Eddie, your oldest son is?
He's 14.
Would you let him pick his haircut right now?
Yes.
Okay, what if he wanted a buzz cut mohawk?
Dude, you're going to think I'm crazy, but my dad was so strict with my hair that I couldn't get any kind of hairstyle. And I remember being a kid and saying, when I grow up and I'm a dad, I'm going to let my kids have whatever haircut they want.
But if he said it to you right now.
Hey, let it rip. I want to see it. Dude, I would even be like, dude, that should be pink. That's really cool.
So you would make it even more distracting.
If he wants to. I mean, you sound so old by saying you're going to distract your classmates.
Well, I also wouldn't let him wear a shirt that said, eat my butt.
Well, that's
or I wouldn't let him. There are things that you can't let a kid do.
Yeah.
And I'm only thinking about school when I think about the buzz cut.
Uh-huh.
Right at home, who cares? Amy?
Well, those are determined by the school rules. So I would first see what's allowed at the school. And if they allow it, which I guess if some of his friends have it, then it'd be okay. So yeah. I would let him. But you could maybe meet in the middle. Because my son has wanted a mohawk at times. And he wanted it really, really shaved tight on the sides. And I'm like, what if we leave a little bit there? You still have a mohawk look, but it's not as drastic.
The faux hawk.
And then you could also take it a step further. And who's paying for the haircut? Because he might need to earn some money to pay for this type of fancy haircut.
Yeah, just because a lot of school doesn't mean it won't get you beat up. also. I can tell you from experience. So again, or it can be distracting and not be against the rules.
Yeah.
But
the kid with the mohawk's not going to be the one getting beat up.
I've let my kid have a mohawk. So.
I don't know. The kid with the mohawk better be able to fight.
Yeah. There we go.
That's it. The kid with the mohawk better. Oh, you think you're big and bad? You're wearing a mohawk. Oh, are you a motorcycle boy? All right, come here. That's trouble. It just feels like trouble.
Wow. Okay.
I think it depends. Like, is it a big, tall, spiky mohawk or just normal?
15 years old, you have the talk again. Okay. 13, you can choose at any of the haircuts in the barbershop.
Like in the magazines. They're at the barbershop.
Yeah, but no, I would say no mohawk for now. For now. That's what I would say, but you heard these two and their parents, and they know what they're doing. All right, Morgan, if people want to email us, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
First time we talked to you since the CMA nominations. So walk through it. You wake up the morning of the CMA announcement. Do you expect or do you hope that you're going to be on one of those lists?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely didn't expect it.
What did you feel like you had the most shot at being involved in?
Song of the Year.
Really?
I've just like always believed in that song, and it did well and warranted that. But, you know, we were up for musical event for CMAs last year, so I didn't expect to really be in either one of them.
I think it really turned for you whenever there was an Instagram that went up of me singing "Buy Dirt" walking behind you.
That's absolutely.
And didn't know any of the words except "Buy Dirt." Yeah. I think it's where it all flipped for you.
Yeah, that was the moment.
How do you find out? Does someone text you, or do you see it on Twitter that you're up for Song of the Year?
So, my manager texted me and he was like, "Hey man, are you up?" And it was like, you know, it was pretty early. And I was like, yeah, I'm up. And he was like, "I think CMA nomination is about to be announced."
Did he know?
I think he knew. I think he had a good, he felt good.
How do you know? You're not supposed to know.
Well, I don't think he knew, like, exact, but he said he
no
felt good about
off.
It. No, he was just it. Like, man, like, I honestly feel good about it. I think that we were going to have a shot. And he's like, and my brother lives not far from me. He co-wrote it with me. So he's like, you should text your brother and tell him to come over. And I was like,
ooh, that's a lot of risk there.
I was like, dude, it's 7 a.m. He's got three kids. I think he's good. We'll just call him. But yeah, he came over and then like at, like right as my manager pulled in the driveway, my publicist texted me and she was like, "Congratulations!
That's awesome!"
Yeah, so
dang,
I was pretty stoked.
Did you wake your wife up?
She was actually already awake. She was out, she was doing something in the garage. But yeah, she was awake.
She's working on the car.
Yeah, she was keeping the house in order. Yeah.
So your new song is doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Called My World Spins Around?
What My World Spins Around.
Nice. I didn't have a piece of paper.
Good job.
I'm doing this straight from memory.
And that's
here.
A long title. Yeah. Good job,
Did
Bobby.
You guys think about, I was going to ask you, like calling it Spins Around or Worlds, because it's a lot.
I actually thought about that. And, you know, I wrote that with our buddy Ron Hurd. I kind of said, like, guys, is this title too long? And in very Ron Hurd fashion was just like, no.
On to the next.
Like, that's very just like, Ron is about as dry as it gets. You know Ron pretty well. That's the, that, and that pretty much summed it up. I was like, okay, well, Ron says it's good enough. So here we go.
Yep.
So are people knowing this song when you're playing shows now?
Yeah, this one's definitely. And I feel like with every song we release, it picks up a little quicker. You know, people kind of gravitate to those. Yeah, I mean, this one's already reacting like a big song.
What's the first song you play in your set list?
Singles You Up.
My first I knew it. That's a good one. You have so many hits now.
It's kind of.
Well,
and
put
too,
them
like,
all over.
I feel like I've evolved from that song, so it's in my mind.
Never evolved
like,
from an awesome song, buddy.
No. I still love that song.
That's way to answer that one.
It's what a lot of people know me for. That was the first time they heard me, any of my music. And I just kind of like, I think that's a cool way to kind of start a show off. And
I
be
love
like,
it.
Hey, man, here's first single, and then kind of progress from there.
I don't have any of your songs written in front of me. I don't see how many hits I can remember. Obviously, if he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough. That's number one.
Yeah.
Obviously, Buy Dirt, because that is the song that's just
sing the rest of it.
I don't know anymore.
And the song that Bobby blew up on the golf course with you, Eddie.
Buy Dirt. So I know Buy Dirt, and then I know
Slow Dance is a big song for us.
But the title is Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, right?
Yeah.
You didn't think about cutting that one down? You got some long songs here, man.
I do, man.
I'm tired of saying them all.
I do.
Okay. And then there's I'm missing Eddie. I'm missing.
Yeah, I was thinking.
What am I missing here from the number one list of Jordan? Do you have any more number ones?
Those are my only number ones. No, take it from me. Take it from me from my number
one. Give us a second. That
course.
Was a good one, too.
That was a jam, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. What's at the very end of the set?
We closed with Buy Dirt, but Almost Maybes was my fourth
single.
Oh,
that's a good one, too.
Almost Maybes, yeah.
Take it from me, though. How's that go?
take it from me. No, he doesn't. Got a t-shirt to sleep in. My favorite, but you can keep it. Are you just making me sing?
No, no,
yeah.
Sounds good, dude. No, I'm trying to figure out the melody of that song. It's hard to sing other songs and go back to it. Can you do it, Eddie?
I swear, y'all, this song's good. I promise.
No, Eddie, can you do it?
Oh, dude, I'm trying so hard. Take it from me.
Take it from me. Take it from me. Take it from
me. So dumb.
Oh, gosh.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm super proud for you. And it's just a matter of time before you're able to, you know, pay the bills.
Yeah.
Isn't that the goal?
One day I'm going to be able to keep the lights on,
be
buddy.
Able to learn how to catch your own fish to take on Instagram pictures of and not somebody else's. Right? That's what it's all about.
That's
right
what
there.
It's all. That's all I want, man.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
5-year-old Brantley Kimbrell, he has a health condition, so he hasn't been able to leave his house for about 2 years. But his favorite time of day is when Michelle, the UPS driver, drives by and she visits Brantley. She goes to his bedroom window and knocks on it and says, "Hey, Brantley, I'm here." And
his window, wow.
Yeah, they talk for a little bit and then she goes on about her day. Well, he just celebrated his 5th birthday and she shows up to deliver the good news that he is finally good to leave his house. His health is way better. And she decorated the truck with flames on it. She brought him gifts, and he got to ride the car.
Pretty cool the parents let her deliver that news. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Because they had to be like, hey, listen. We're going to let... Because I'm sure they wanted to do that.
I think it was just part of the whole day. Like, it's your birthday. We're going to give you the good news. And here comes your friend.
I think it's selfless of the parents. Yeah. Oh, wait. So you think the parents told him and then she just
I think
up.
So. I don't think Leslie had the big news. Like, okay. She's just the UPS driver.
I mean, there's a picture of her holding him, too. Like, he's 5. And so he must, you know, be getting to go out and do some stuff. And he's got a little UPS truck that he drives.
Yes.
Like one of those. I don't know what the brand is. It's not Mattel, but you get in and drive it.
It's like one of those like electric Jeeps, you know? Yeah. It's so cool.
I was always jealous of kids that have those.
What I was thinking about this story is like, you know, my Amazon driver, he seems pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to be his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about like being like, hey, dude, what's up? But he's in such a hurry every day. I just kind of let him come and go.
I wonder what the turnover is in that job. Because you may have him for a friend and next thing you know,
right. You
never see him again.
Yeah, he moves.
That would be sad. I also get excited when the UPS truck comes, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, me
There's
too.
There's something good in there, though. The UPS Santa's bringing me.
It's pretty cool.
I've had to pay for it, though. That's the difference.
Well, and you knew it was coming, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you kind of make yourself forget. Or you're like, okay, let's not remember it. So then when it comes, it's like a special treat.
Okay.
You don't do that?
No, not
okay,
really.
I'm lonely, okay?
It's just you.
I'm lonely in the daytime when I'm home alone. All right, that's what's up. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I didn't know you guys didn't know the punishments.
No, I figured that's what you were talking about.
Well, I was looking at my page before we came on the air just now, and I said, oh, that's tough. For whomever loses the game here.
Is it bad? It's so bad.
And then Mike goes, no, they don't know. I thought you knew.
Dude, for you to react that way, it must be really bad.
Well, I don't like what it is. Let me explain the game to our listeners real quick. It's Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, the oldest on our show.
43 years old.
Versus Morgan, the youngest.
28 years old.
And they answer questions about their generations, but you can steal from the other person, right? And whoever has the most points wins, la, la, la. Play your buzzer, Eddie.
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, and Morgan?
Morgan.
So if I hear it, use the buzzer. You get to answer the question. If you lose, the loser has to take a bite of an onion like it were an apple.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
I know.
Oh, we're going to have smelly breath for days.
Oh, we're going to cry, too.
It's don't lose.
This is so bad, yeah.
I mean, this is not good for me. I've not been doing good.
Yeah, that's true. All right, here we go. Elder versus Millennial.
Come on.
I thought you guys knew the punishments, honestly. I thought you knew and had agreed to them.
Oh, of course not.
And I was like, look at these guys being team players. Because last time Morgan had to eat like mayonnaise and peanut butter or something.
Disgusting. Like,
did you know ahead of time? That
no.
was it?
Mm-mm.
Well, my perspective on this game has changed. I'm very much interested
oh my
now.
Gosh.
Let's go. The first question is an elder question. The movie is E.T. Came out in the 80s. What color is Elliot's iconic hoodie? Eddie.
Red.
Correct.
Dang, I knew that.
You did?
Yeah.
It was a little too late.
Next question. A millennial question. What color was the iconic dress that was worn to the Grammys in the year 2000 by Jennifer Lopez? Morgan.
Green.
Good.
I would have gotten that wrong.
All slow, and because I want you guys to jump in early.
Yeah.
Eddie jumps in real quick.
Well, it's hard too because you never know which way you're going to ask the question.
Exactly. Mm. Next question, elder question. Which arcade game first introduced the character?
Oh, that was premature.
It doesn't matter if you hit the buzzer.
I was literally moving my hand.
If you hit the buzzer, you hit the buzzer. In Jeopardy, you can't go, sorry.
Oh my God. In Jeopardy, I'm not holding the buzzer
you
in my hand.
You do hold the buzzer with your hand.
I
you
do?
Yeah.
So what did you say? Like, what did you get
what
up to?
What arcade game first introduced?
Yeah. Pac-Man.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Morgan Steele.
Okay.
What arcade game first introduced the character that would eventually become known as Mario in the sequels?
What arcade game?
First introduced Mario from Mario Brothers.
I think it was just called it was arcade game was Super, but I thought it was Super Mario Bros. So Super Bros? Mm.
Time.
Smash!
She just yelled the word smash. I don't know.
Smash.
Smash.
Donkey Kong.
He was in there?
He was the one who was jumping the barrels, trying to get up.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought it was Smash Bros. That's why he yelled smash.
Millennial question.
Oh, thank goodness.
What was the name of the popular 2000s computer game that simulates the daily activities? Eddie.
The Sims.
Correct.
Yeah!
That's crap.
That is redemption.
I hate that you go so early.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should go earlier.
You didn't even finish the question.
I heard enough.
Pretty good, huh? Either you have to jump in quicker or hope he jumps in and starts missing, you know? Here we go. What was the name of the 1988 cult classic film? It was about a magical trickster who would appear right after you said his name three times. Morgan.
Beetlejuice.
Correct. Woo! We have a tie game going to the last question.
Dang.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, crap. I'm smelling the onion.
The first line of this song.
Come on.
From the 2000s is, I'm doing this tonight. You're probably going to start a fight. Eddie.
I'm doing this tonight. You probably start a fight. Shania Twain, and it
time
is
incorrect.
Girls.
Morgan, the first line of this song is, I'm doing this tonight. You're probably going to start a fight.
Okay.
What song?
You want more?
Yeah.
From the 2000s.
What song is that?
Yeah.
Okay. What song is that?
3 seconds.
Ah, Avril Lavigne.
Smash! Incorrect. Ray, would you play the song?
I'm probably gonna start a fight.
That's Bye 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 NSYNC.
Yeah. Ah, dang.
All right, tiebreaker, one question in each category.
Let's
if we have a winner, we go ahead and eat the onion. What 1980 film does Jack Nicholson...
Look it.
Oh, my goodness.
Love it.
Go ahead.
The Shining.
Correct.
Woo-hoo! What?
Yes! Play the part of an aspiring writer and recovering alcoholic Jack Torrance who takes a job as a caretaker overlooking the Overlook Hotel.
That
all that
crazy.
Stuff she didn't hear and she still got it.
Jack Nicholson in the 80s is all I needed.
Wow.
But
Rush.
I mean,
that's crazy.
All right, Eddie, you got to get this to tie.
Smash.
Here we go. What's the name of the stepbrother on the animated Disney show, The Stepbrother of Phineas? Morgan.
Ferb.
Ferb is correct. Bring the onion in, Freddie.
Oh, yes.
This is so dumb.
Wow. Oh, that looks disgusting.
Ew, it's a purple
onion. A red onion?
With the skin still on.
Oh. Red onions are sweeter.
No, man. Come on.
Yeah. It's all fun and games when I read it in the intro.
Sweet one.
And sweet onions, they aren't sweet.
Dang. Oh, I don't.
They're just called that.
Yeah.
So just bite it like an apple, huh?
Yeah, you got to get a good bite and you have to swallow it.
What do you mean good bite? Like a regular size
bite?
Well,
if you take a bite and we go, that wasn't a good bite, you have to do another one.
Ooh.
Should he take the skin off?
I don't know how an onion works.
I should take this.
No, the scuba says no. I don't
have peel or whatever it is.
I hate onions. I don't know anything about it.
Do I have to eat it once I bite it?
Yeah.
Ugh. Or just bite it?
You don't just bite it. You have to just eat it.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Here's Eddie. Go ahead.
So dumb.
Ew.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. It smells so bad.
It tastes like a cheeseburger. No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it doesn't. Oh, man. It's starting to burn. Oh. Oh, man, that burns. That is not sweet. This is not a sweet onion.
No.
Sue, you're like
bitter.
Subway when they sued for the tuna.
I'm going to swallow it. Oh, I swallowed it whole. I'm not chewing that anymore.
Oh,
my God. That's
wow.
So gross. That is not good. I will never do that again, ever.
Unless you lose. All right, there he is. Eddie, everyone, nice job on the loss. Morgan, nice job on the win.
Thank
that
you.
Is Elder versus Millennial. A voicemail from Chris in Georgia.
Just wondering whatever happened to Eddie and his dream of riding a motorcycle.
You wanted a Harley.
Yeah.
You talked about it with your wife.
She said, go for it. And we were supposed to do a deal with a Harley-Davidson dealership in Wisconsin, and it just fell through, and they couldn't get me a bike. It's not going to happen.
So you're not going to pay your own money.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, those things are expensive. Those
for
Harleys,
any motorcycle, though.
Well, I don't want, like, a Ninja. I want, like, a Harley if I'm going to do it.
You want a Harley, yeah.
I want, like, you know, I want to go down Devil's Backbone on Sundays, you know what I mean?
That's maybe like Scuba Steve can line up, maybe not you getting a Harley to have, but lining something up where you can go and ride.
Ooh, a ride with the boys?
But you have to, like, put your leg, wrap your legs around the guy.
No.
Oh, my God. Guy, that is hilarious.
No. I'll drive it.
Dumb and Dumber style?
No. I'm not riding the
Are you sure you can even drive one?
No, you can't.
I would assume he'd go, and he'd, like, wipe out immediately.
Over, I can ride a bike.
Like a bicycle?
Yeah.
Very different.
Oh, you put it
on
the ground.
Yeah, you're all good, buddy. Hey, Scuba, can we see if that can happen?
Yeah, we could definitely do a ride-along or him learning how to ride it for sure. Mm-hmm. Easily.
I'd love for him to take a trip down Devil's Crevice.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Oh, it's not?
No, whatever Devil's Backbone.
Yeah, okay. We'll try to work that out for you.
That'd be cool.
Working on skydiving, right?
Yes, that's still in the works, too. Yeah, there's a client that wants to do it, but they're just working on timing.
For you and Abby, who've never skydived.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here is Tosh in Tennessee.
I actually had a question for Ray. I remember hearing that you might have hit big at a casino somewhere in Vegas, and we've actually got a trip out there in a few weeks. I was actually wondering if you could, like, maybe drop the name of the casino or hotel that you were at. That might be a big help to me.
What casino did you win all your money? Or Bay, help your wife.
Cosmo. And the machines, it was Buffalo. And you'll know it's Buffalo because when you deposit money, it goes, Buffalo! Every time.
Are you guaranteeing a victory? Is it your lock of the week?
There's three of those machines there, and she blew all three of them up. So, yeah.
Your wife won how much money?
Over 5.2K.
Oh, my gosh.
And how much was she playing with?
She's doing $10 spins.
Wow. Wait. $10 spins? That's crazy amount.
She had 100 left, and it was her final last-ditch effort. And so that's
she
why
only got 10 spins? So it's only really 3 spins probably because it goes three at a time?
No, it's just it's $10 a spin. Boom. And then you do another 10. It's not like it takes 30 on
a spin. Nobody's playing that much.
Yeah, that's big
that's
money.
A lot of money.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I have another dude I know that did high limits at Cosmo, won 100K. So Cosmo right now is hot.
I ain't playing high limits because that's high losing.
What does that mean, exactly. High limits?
I mean, it's probably like $100 a spin.
It's like minimal. They're minimal. You can't play for less than $100 a hand, something like that. Okay. Yeah. It's where people don't, like famous people don't want to mess with the riffraff, so they go in there.
Yeah. It's a little more private and upscale.
That is crazy. All right. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah. Just look for the diamond staircase right next to Sportsbook.
Diamond staircase.
Put in the promo code Ray. I don't even know where you put it, but put it in. He'll get something. That guy's always up to something. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, tickets to my comedically inspirational show in Nashville are on sale. Speaking of Vegas, they sold out at the Wynn, so excited about that. But the last show in Nashville, tickets go on sale tomorrow for October 22nd, which is a Saturday. Get them, bobbybones.com, 10 Central. Bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A boy in Oklahoma saved his mom's life again. Gavin Keeney's mother, Lori, has epilepsy, and the 10-year-old had gotten used to helping her sometimes because his life's a daily struggle with that condition. So he's in the fifth grade, he's in the backyard, and he says he heard yelling, but also water. And so then he looked and he saw her seizing, and she was in the pool. So he jumps in and grabs her as she's kind of sinking and then pulls her back to the pool ladder. And they have it all on security camera because everything's now on security camera. And so she was now, because she's okay, able to see him come and rescue her.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty crazy thing to watch. That's a truly amazing thing to see. And she doesn't normally get to see him in action because she's in the middle of a seizure. And you don't get to really see or know what's happening when you're in a seizure. And so now, in that town, they've given him a hero of the day, saving a life plaque by the police officers, and they were all out doing the thing, and then they arrested him for some warrants that he had that he didn't.
Oh no!
Stop!
No, I'm just kidding. He's 10. It's like a bonehead where they're like,
you brought us up, then down.
He didn't have any warrants. He's 10. That's an awesome story, Gavin Keeney. If you're listening to this, great job, man. You deserve to be recognized even on this show. So that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand
in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk and text on a reliable 5G network, and you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. It's time for the investigative Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call an angry carrot?
What do you call an angry carrot? We have 90 seconds to figure it out. Go.
Mad orange. Orange.
Angry. Kangry.
So orange is... Carrots are also vegetables. Carrots are eaten by rabbits.
Carotene.
Carrots for your eyes.
That's what they say.
Vitamin D.
What's the joke again?
What do you call an angry carrot?
Angry carrot.
Angry carrot.
Mad
veg.
Mad vegetable.
Mm. Angry vegetable.
Oh, angry. Orange.
Orange, you angry?
Farm. Below ground.
Dirt.
Eat. Bugs Bunny.
Angry carrot.
Mad Hatter. Mad.
A mad.
Mad.
Mad shade? Night. Is that a nightshade? No.
What do you call an angry carrot?
She's taunting us right now.
Mad she orange. Really is.
Mad.
Angry carrot.
What do you call an angry carrot?
Upset orange.
Why are you saying angry?
Angry.
It's an angry
fired
carrot.
Up.
Carrot.
So angry. And it's
an angry carrot.
Carrot.
I'm angry. So upset.
I'm angry.
I'm upset.
This is not good.
Pirate.
An angry carrot.
Farm to table.
I'm upset.
Veggie.
Veggie. Mad
veggie.
Are we getting dumber? Are we getting dumber?
That was terrible.
Are we getting dumber?
I don't know what's happening.
That might have been the hardest one of all time.
Angry. Okay. Angry.
No, we're close. All right, at the end.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call an angry carrot?
We don't know. I'm angry now.
What?
A steamed veggie.
Steamed veggie?
I'm steamed. No. I'm steaming.
I don't even know.
I would have never
that.
Gotten
what?
That.
Do you live in the 30s?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I'm steamed?
But yeah. That, you don't, do
that,
you never
know what?
Say
we didn't miss that. That was just a bad joke.
Steaming mad.
I've never been steaming mad.
Who said that?
No one.
Humphrey Bogart?
Steam mad.
All right, you know what? We should not take our anger out on her.
Don't hate. There's 365 days in a year. We're on air 52 weeks out of the year.
Now you're
I do
excuses?
Jokes 5 days
but
a week.
365 and the 52 have nothing to do with each other. Are they just throwing a number?
I do.
And we're not
jokes.
On 52. We got
5 days a week for 52 weeks a year, basically.
We don't
minus
get 52.
Like some vacation.
Oh, yeah, we have days off.
Fine. 47
Okay,
weeks.
Okay, anyway, that's a lot.
5 days. Some jokes are just going to be more difficult or
and
not
I,
as
you
funny.
Know what? After that joke, I'm steaming, man.
Oh, he is. He's steaming right now.
Yeah.
It's like a Looney Tune where it's coming out of your ears.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Mitchell Tenpenny.
Well, there's a lot of things to say right now. Number one is, your voice is what, 70%?
Yeah, if it's that, yeah.
And he brought a guitar and he was going to fight through it. He was going full, like, torn ACL. He's still going to play the game. But I was like, don't hurt yourself any worse. So I'm glad. First, congrats on the number one song.
Thank you. Thank you all for that.
No Absolutely. Need to push a voice. We can play studio versions of what you've done. And thirdly, if you want to come back in and perform any other time, let us know.
Thank you.
As soon as it's back in, like, don't stress out about it. But I would bet that your voice, even torn up, is better than what, 60% of country music?
Guys? Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. Thank you, guys.
There, yeah.
No, yeah.
Let's talk first. Oh, you were, the last time you're supposed to come in, you got sick.
No, my brother was sick then, and so that was during COVID. It wasn't COVID, it was just a normal flu, but we were being very precautious then, so.
And we appreciate that.
No, of course, thank you.
So Mitchell Tenpenny, you got another number one. I don't know, I remember the first time I heard this, I was like, that's the most cutting song I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
In a loving way, in a lovely way toward you. Because it's like, stop telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you. And I'm like, dang.
Dang.
You want to yell Jerry at the end of it. Let me play a hook of this song that just went number one from Mitchell Tenpenny.
If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you.
When whomever said that line, did the room go, oh!
Yeah, I mean, that's literally how it was. Matt Alderman, one of the co-writers, Thomas Archer and Matt Alderman, I wrote with, and Matt said something like, man, quit lying about me, and I promise I won't tell all the truth about you, or something like that. And I was like, I know exactly how to write this song. Like, I've been there, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've probably, you know, done it too, where you tell a different story. You want a better story on breakup sometimes, you know, when you're growing up, and I don't know. It just hit me kind of hard that day when I heard it. And, you know, we massaged it to the way the melody is now. But
that's like back of the bus. Oh!
It's like a freestyle when you hit the good rhyme.
Yeah,
so.
That's good, man. The album's called This Is the Heavy. What does that mean?
Man, I love rock and roll music, too. I kind of come from that. I used to be a drummer in a band and a screamer. So the lyrically, it's a little heavier. But, you know, everything else, the production is a little bit heavier. Country is the lyrics through and through on this. Country is storytelling to me, so we stayed that lane, but turned the guitars up a little bit, gained them up a little bit, you know, put the drums a little bit more forward in the mix. It's just heavier. It's just a little heavier, and, you know, I think the lyrics, because I'm a little older and life has happened a little bit more, they're a little heavier. So I just thought the title sounded cool, and then it kind of mixed, and it all kind of blended in together with, you know, where I was trying to go with this next record.
But it's also the first song, too. This is the Heavy, right? Am I right?
Yeah, it's an intro track. It's an intro track into the song, too. So I miss records with intro tracks, and it just kind of sets the tone for the record, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the music you're about to listen to is going to take you to an all-new place. A place that only few people have ever discovered. Your bones are going to ache.
Now I feel like we missed out.
Your muscles are going to quake.
Tonight, Mitchell's record comes out. This is the Heavy. And, you know, it's 20 songs.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, it's a lot of songs.
I know.
Are they all good or just some of them?
I'm a little biased on them, but you can be honest with me. It's been 4 years since the last record. And we started with 11. And I was like, it's got to have this other song. I can't not put this song on. And I was like, man, can you call him and ask if we can do 14? And then I was like, what about 16? And then it got to 19, and I was like, we got to make it 20.
You got to do 20. The OCD's got to go. Yeah, you got to go 20.
It's like, it's got to be two vinyls, you know. And we could have gone to way more. It's just a lot of music was written in the last 3 years for me personally, and it's hard to pick. And especially in this time, you know, I think people like a lot of music, so. And it'll go quicker than you think, too. Those 20 songs will be...
Yeah, one of them's 19 seconds. There's one 19-second song. Oh. There's one song 41
well, that's
seconds.
That's the intro track.
Yeah, no. Oh, there's one 11 seconds. Yeah, he doesn't know, but the label cut them all down. He's like, yeah, do 20.
Yeah.
You were in school to be a songwriter. You went and you studied songwriting. I always think the art's a weird thing to study.
Yeah, it wasn't really songwriting, like studying songwriting. It was just putting you in a class with other songwriters. And meeting them. They didn't teach you how to write songs. They just told you to write songs and then we would share them.
Would you ever hear one that was terrible?
I mean, I don't think anybody's song's terrible.
Yeah, well, I've heard a few.
If you come out and say it, I mean, who am I to say a song's terrible? But there's definitely people that, you know, probably needed to do a different thing.
Mm-hmm. But it was, did you tell them that?
I definitely did not, because I probably at that time definitely sounded like I needed to as well.
When you graduated and you're working construction, what did you do daily? Because I work, listen, I roof houses. But every job is so different. What did you do?
I think mostly, up in the rafters doing insulation and drywall.
Oh, man. Mostly.
And then anything
you were wearing masks before COVID had them.
Yeah, we were wearing masks and just the itchy, you know, all that fiberglass in your arms every day. I was over it, man. It was, yeah.
So you're doing that. What were you doing when you got the, when you finally were like, okay, I can actually make money as a songwriter and I don't have to do this anymore? What was the job you quit?
I was still valeting cars when I got my publishing deal to supplement, because your first publishing deal is not, the draw is not very good. I mean, it's enough to make you quit a job to, you know, kind of work full time there, but I still needed extra cash to live. So I was valeting cars. So I think I quit that for sure.
You ever take the change out of the middle?
No, I never did.
Okay.
Of someone's car?
Yeah, he's valeting cars. I always wonder what they're doing.
Honestly, I was so scared. I never wanted someone to accuse me of stealing. So I would make sure that I didn't
touch money
anything.
For them. Extra money. There was an extra $5 every time Mitchell parked your car.
I did not have an extra $5 back then. I promise. I wish.
Anybody cool ever drop off their car?
Yeah. You know, I parked Tim McGraw's one of his. It was a Bentley back then. Like, I thought it was the coolest car in the world.
You drove a Bentley? I don't even care about Tim McGraw. I'm just like, you drove a Bentley?
Yeah, I left it right up front, Stony River. I only moved it like 2 more feet. And then Martina McBride came out one time, and she was with her producer, and they both had separate cars, and she was handing me a $100 bill. I could see it in her hand. I was like, that's going to make my week. And her producer goes, no, I'll take care of him when he gets ours.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
I was like, oh, man, maybe I'll get double. I get both cars. It was a $5 bill, and I was like, oh, man.
What?
I just lost $95. That was funny.
That's crazy. Dang,
that's terrible. Martina was coming hard with the Hyundai.
She was coming hard with the
Hyundai. Wow. Did you get nervous driving the big fancy cars?
Yeah, I wasn't very good at driving a stick. I didn't learn on a stick. And there was I moved a Ferrari one time in front of a steakhouse, and I stalled it out. And the guy was so nice. He leans in, and he goes, racing clutch. And he smiled at me, and I was like, oh, cool. Anybody else want to help me park this car?
Wow. I always wonder if some of these cars are really weird on the inside, and like the park, drive, reverse, all that's in different places and stuff. You ever get one, just get confused?
Yeah, there was a couple cars. It was right when the push button was starting to be a thing, and the nicer like Mercedes and BMWs and stuff. And I never had that. So there was a couple cars where it took me a minute to figure out how to start it.
Once, this is how big of an idiot I am. I have a car that you don't put, when the key's in it, that's like the keys starting the car. And I left it running, but I kept the key in my pocket and went and had dinner. Then they couldn't move it. And they didn't know where I went, because we went to a restaurant that wasn't the one. I just wanted to use that valet spot. So they couldn't find me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the car sitting there, and it just stayed there the whole time running.
Oh, it stayed running. Well, I just got my first with the keys like that. And I've always been confused. If I run off with the key, what's going to happen?
It'll stay there, and they'll look for you, and they'll be confused, and you'll come back and they'll be mad at you. That'll basically be how that goes. I can help you out there.
Well, someone did that to me once. You know, we had the little box with the keys, and someone decided to leave their car there and go to another restaurant. And at the end of the night, I'm like, I still have this key left, but there's no one in the restaurant that this key belongs to. And we got to go. And so I thought, you know, I lost somebody's everything, you know. And I had to call my boss. He had to come down. He was so mad at me. And all of a sudden, they walk across the street and they get in their car and take off. And I was like, oh, well, there it was, I guess.
See, listen, Mitchell Timmy's a big star, but he's still like us, you know?
Yeah.
He still even remembers what it was like to be the common man. And what is it like to transition from being the common man to a big star?
I'm still extremely common.
Man, look at this guy. It's crazy. You have two number ones this year. So obviously Truth About You, which just went number one. And then At the End of a Bar, which also was a number one with you and Chris Young.
It's crazy, man. Thank you. It's been a minute since Drunk Me, so I truly am honored and just grateful to be back in country radio, man.
I don't want to wear your voice out too much, but I do want to bring up one thing. And in the video for Good and Gone, you were breaking stuff.
Yeah, one of those, what do you call them? Like the chaos rooms?
Yeah, the rooms you go in with a hammer and just start.
Awesome.
They brought that up, like, what if you did this? And I was like, I've never done that, and I've heard about those. Let's try it. It was a lot of fun. I can see why people need to go do that sometimes.
You liked it?
It was fun. I mean, you You can definitely get hurt in there by accident. Like you get carried away. Like you. So you walk through a room and you.
How
pick
hard
up.
Are you going? What are you harboring in there?
I mean, you got a sledgehammer and an old TV. Everyone's going to go the same. You're going to go hard. But yeah, you walk through a room and you pick out the things you want to. They have a price on them, and you like, I'm going to break that. I'm going to break that.
You so pay like, as you go?
Well, the label pay for this one. I wouldn't have spent the
but
money.
But that's what
on
it
them.
Is, though. You pay I'm as cheap. You go.
Yeah, you pay as you go. So like you might break a couple stuff and it takes 5 minutes. And you're like, dang, that's not long enough. So they know it's a good business. I mean, we need to start a wrecking room somewhere. It's pretty easy.
You know, Amy's been and has. You know, she's like, I want to break something. She's kind of turned. She's like jumping in a swimming pool fully clothed. You know, she's been going through.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's
mean,
great.
We got her a TV to do that here, though. We brought her an old TV and she went to town on it.
Oh, no way. Did you?
Yeah.
It felt
we
good.
Went in the back alley and I had, I guess, a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. And I got to just beat up the TV.
Was it an old box one or like a flat
screen? No, it's not like a flat screen.
Yeah, we literally took it from his office. We were just like, let's get it.
I think it was my old.
Oh, Eddie gifted it to me. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Here's what I want to say. Good. Mitchell, congratulations on the number one song.
Thank you, Bobby.
Tonight, This Is the Heavy is out, and you can go ahead and do the, whatever it is, pre-save, or you can pre-save Mitchell's next 10 album. I don't know how that, all that's, but it's there tonight. Mitchell's record is. And when your voice is back, if it's next week and you want to come up and play next week, you're welcome to. If it's 2 weeks,
thank you, man.
We can do it again. You can perform. We've tried twice. And I told whomever, I was like, hey, if his voice isn't good, don't worry about it. We'll do it next week. Mitchell shows up and he's like playing, he's with the guitar back there and he's like, ugh. And I'm like, bro, there's no need. There's no need. So we appreciate the effort of being here, and we know you were going to play, but no need.
Always.
Let us know when you're good.
Thank you, man.
Let's do it again, and congratulations on everything. Man, all right?
That means the world. Thank you.
There he is, Mitchell Tenpenny, everybody. All right. You guys follow him, M, the number 10, Penny. M, 10, the number Penny, the end. I mentioned on the air that I thought it would be a funny segment if Lunchbox went into a mattress store, because we had to, you know, we went through the whole process of like, okay, which sleep number do we want? That's our kind of bed. And so I had to go and they went to this, like laid on them, like, okay, I like this one now. And so I was like, it'd be funny if Lunchbox just went to a store and just went to sleep, like testing it out. And I guess I offered money. I'm going to believe you. I said $100.
Yes, and you told me I had to sleep for 15 minutes.
I said, that's awesome. I didn't know I said that long.
Yeah, and you said, so you have to have someone witness it. And I was like, well, if I take my wife, he's not, of course my wife will just say I did it. So I hit up Abby. I was like, hey, I need you to meet me at a mattress store. So we Google mattress stores. I have, you know, don't know what they're going to look like. We show up. It is a tiny mattress store.
Abby, what did it look like in there?
Oh, yeah. It was really small and like one employee.
And you went in first, but without Lunchbox.
Yes.
So they didn't know before. You were together.
Right. So I'm just looking at beds casually.
But it seems like for a long time you had to look at beds.
Yes, I was waiting for him to get in there. I was like trying to like Google mattresses and act like I was interested.
How long were you in the store before he actually walked in?
Oh man, probably 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow. That would be an eternity. Yes. Just waiting for him to come in.
Tiny store.
So you walk in, are you wearing pajamas or anything?
Nope, just wearing shorts, a t-shirt, shoes. And I walk right up to the lady. She's sitting behind a desk. And I was like, yeah, ma'am, where are your soft mattresses? And she's like, trying to tell me something, I don't know. And she points at one right by her desk. Right next to her desk. And I said,
are you nervous at all? Or do you feel just...
No, I didn't care one bit. I was like, I'm tired. I'm going to fall asleep. It's going to be great.
Did you feel like you could do it no problem? Did you need a blanket? I have so many questions.
I was like, man, I'm tired. It was 3 something in the afternoon. I hadn't had a nap yet.
Did you not nap on purpose?
Ding, ding, ding. So nice. I'd be tired. Mm-hmm. And so I get next to the bed and I said, do I need to take my shoes off? And
did you take your shoes off?
No need to take your shoes off, man.
Why?
They don't pad on the bottom?
No. They said no problem. No need to take them off.
Wow. Okay, here's the first clip. This is you asking for a certain type of mattress. And then he apparently falls asleep in this clip. Abby, but where are you when he's talking to the person? Is it awkward for you? Are you trying to stay? It's so small.
When he walked in, I was laying on a bed.
She's asleep.
No, I was just testing him out.
Yeah.
And so I just basically wandered around the store.
I mean, it was literally in a strip center, and it was just like the size of like a sandwich shop.
It was
like,
so
you know,
funny.
Like a Subway or a Quizno or any of those. It was that small.
Oh, so again, this first clip is you talking about it, but then does it cut to you like laying down or what?
Yeah. Okay. You'll hear me sleep.
All right, here we go.
Which ones are your soft ones?
A coiled soft
I don't know the difference. I'm just soft. I like soft, so I want to go try a soft one.
Okay. Well, this one right here in front of you is considered.
This one? All right, yes. Should I take my shoes off?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. All right. Close my eyes here. See. Practice sleeping.
practicing here?
I'm going to sleep, man.
You are going to sleep?
That's it.
So we're hearing him go to sleep now.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there something else here we're listening for?
No, this is it.
I
go to sleep.
Okay, so we have to play all this clip, though. Is my
I have 15 minutes of it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we're not playing 15 minutes of it, but you really literally do just to prove it?
Yeah, I lay there. I left my phone running for 15 minutes.
So, Abby, you watched him. Mm-hmm. And again, you had to stay there for 15 more minutes.
Yes.
More minutes.
Uh-huh.
Was the lady awkward at all?
No, she was kind of at her desk. But I did see at one point she got her phone out and was trying to take pictures of him. Like, to show, because I'm sure she's never seen that.
So
ever.
First of all, did he really fall asleep?
He really did. Like, I feel like I was hearing snoring. I didn't want to get too close to him because I just had to act like I didn't know him. So I just stayed over. But I feel like I kind of did hear snoring.
Here is Lunchbox waking up after 15 minutes of sleep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm rejuvenated, ready to go back to work.
There you go.
I just need, next time we got to turn the music down a little bit. I mean, I need that. And then a blanket. I need a blanket next time, you know.
Yeah, they literally don't give us that for that reason.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. That was a good nap.
You're welcome. No problem.
Have a great day.
You too.
Woo.
Oh, my gosh.
She wasn't even like, do you want the bed?
No. She was so like, what is he doing? Because I set the alarm in my pocket so you could it would vibrate and it would go off.
It woke you up.
That's how I knew to wake up.
Would you have slept all day?
I'd have slept all day.
That would have been awesome.
And so then I walked out of the store.
He wakes up, it's dark. The doors are locked. He can't get out.
I walked out of the store, and I went to the car, and then Abby called me later, and she said she talked to the lady afterwards about what happened. And Abby, what did she say?
That was the funniest thing ever. She was like, I have never seen that in 10 years that I've been working in a mattress store, that he came in during his break to take a nap.
Well, then he also was like, all right, that'll do it. And then nothing about buying the bed. Like, it was so normal. Like,
yeah, like
all right, appreciate that. That's, you know what? I'll Venmo you $100 right now. Nice job.
Yeah, good job, man.
Wow.
What was so funny is her desk was right there, and they were kind of facing each other.
Oh, yeah.
It was so awkward.
You fall asleep so quickly and so easily.
So quick. It's awesome,
on
man.
On an airplane, he'll go, all right, I'm going to sit down. And he starts to just drool, like immediately starts coming out.
Yeah, drool does come out. It happens.
Any drool on the bed?
No, I was because here on the plane I'm straight up and down. When I'm on my back, I don't drool. If I'm on my side or stomach or sitting up, drool comes out.
I gotta say, this is excellent work. Yeah. It's worth the money. It's worth the money. Wow, Lunchbox killing it with 15 minutes of sleep. Next up is find even harder challenges, places for him to sleep, and see if he can do it.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go broke. Dang it. I'm gonna enjoy this segment so much. I'm gonna go broke.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover. Everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This past summer, they say, is the third hottest ever since they've been taking records. And I'm just like, there were hotter ones? But yeah. Third hottest ever. In some places, by far the hottest. Like, that set new records on just overall temperature. It just is brutal. Is it going to get hot again, though?
I hope not.
It's September 15th today?
I think we're done.
Are we done? Famous last words. Like, I think we're done. But the days have been pretty good where we are. Like, not just brutal. But yeah, they're like, hey, it's been 2.5 degrees above average, which doesn't seem like a lot, but overall it's a big deal. But that's from AccuWeather.com. It's just been so hot that for the first time ever, I was like, I don't want to go outside in my life. I was like, I just don't want to go outside. It was that hot. And now it's like, man, it feels good outside. But I still don't want to go outside because my Wi-Fi's not good out there. But I'm like, well, if I did go outside, it wouldn't be so bad. Let's get over and do the news. Here we go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
According to a new study that talks about states where they give away the most speeding tickets, what state do you think is number one, guys? Most?
New York.
Ooh. Louisiana.
Why are you guys basing these states, your answers on these states? Eddie, you say New York.
They drive like crap in the city, man.
Yeah, but I don't think they give
crap.
Tickets.
Yeah. Can you go fast?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess you can't really go too fast.
Why Louisiana?
I don't know. I feel like there's a stretch of highways and a lot of state patrol officers. And
Wyoming is the answer.
Oh.
Because it's so wide open. Most people assume, well, there ain't a lot of cops, but nope, just as many there. Basically, in Wyoming, every 10th car on the road gets a ticket.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Hey, so when you're there, just slow down. They're looking for you.
They're just wide open roads, and I do understand if there's nobody around and it's wide open, why not go a little faster? Motor1.com has that story. A bakery's receipt ruins the surprise of a gender reveal cake.
Oh, gosh.
Hilarious. So the dad of the couple went to pick up the gender reveal cake, and they gave him the receipt and said the gender and the color were inside the cake. All right, here we are, her dad said. They had the clip up. Here we are. And he goes, they put the color on the receipt. Did you see the video?
I did see the video, yes. On the receipt, it says the color of the inside of the cake. He's like, well, this ruins everything. Mm.
Anybody ever been to a gender reveal party?
No. I've been. And they did the balloons out of the box, and it was pink balloons. And the dad grabbed a six-pack of beer and went to his room and locked the door and played video games the rest of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was
The dad of the baby girl.
He wanted a boy, and he went and closed the door, and I was like, this is why you never have one. He was so mad, and it was just awkward the rest of the night. Everybody's around. It's like, yay, all right.
That's awkward. You got to fake it, bro.
Yeah.
Just fake it for a minute.
It is it better that he dealt with it before the child was born and not, like, as the child's being born?
Probably still dealing with it.
Still dealing with it.
But any of my friends that have had girls, any of my male friends that have had girls and didn't want a girl, they all say the same thing. It's awesome.
Exactly.
Like, I had no idea that I could even feel this way about a girl. It's totally different than what I thought I was going to feel. But so there's hope.
There is hope.
There's hope.
Right. They all say that.
Eddie has four boys.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it is.
But they do say that.
That story is from the New York Post. More and more people are electing not to drink nowadays. Big alcohol companies are worried about the growing numbers of non-drinkers, which is hurting their sales. It seems young adults these days are drinking less alcohol, and they're turning to other things somewhat. And some of them are just abstaining, period. Do you drink Lunchbox as much as you can?
No, I can't. It's impossible.
But would you?
If I didn't have kids, heck yeah.
Do you still enjoy it?
Yeah, it's still fun.
Do you ever get drunk anymore?
It's been a while. Because it's hard. Because usually I'd go to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning, and the kids get up at like 6 in the morning. So if I did that, I'd still be drunk when they got up.
Has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah.
It's happened where you've been drunk, and they've been like, Dad.
Yeah. It's like, oh, boy, here we go. Like, I thought you guys were going to sleep in, because I keep them up till 11 or something, thinking, oh, they'll sleep in.
They partying with you or what?
No, you just keep them up. We're doing stuff.
So when's the last time you think you were drunk?
Probably I Heart Country. Go out. And the kids aren't there, and so I'm by myself, so I can
been a let few loose. Months.
Yeah.
Surprised. Eddie, you?
Last time I've been drunk? Ooh, it's been a long time.
Just drunk. Not drunk, just drunk.
Not like falling over in the bushes.
I got it. Vegas. Sore Losers Convention in Vegas in
early
January.
This year, yeah. Ray, 2 weeks? What?
Yeah, Vegas, honestly, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Ray still goes hard. Really hard.
It'll change when he has kids.
Do you bounce back slower?
No, we did IVs and stuff like that. We're very smart about it now. I'm constantly doing Pedialytes as well, so.
So you are smarter.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. But he does, brunch. He drinks in the day.
Yeah, Ray starts drinking, 10 a.m.
Yeah, he's done by 4.
3 p.m.
Yeah.
A passenger asks a fellow traveler, hey, can you please ease up on the farts?
On a flight?
Travel Noir, yeah.
How did they know it was him?
You kind of know, right?
I don't know. I always think that this is the best place to do it.
And when you're doing it, you think no one knows it's you, but people know it's
you. They do.
Probably.
Dang.
During a flight from New York to California, which that's a long one. That's a little less than 6 hours. A passenger noticed the air circulating around the cabin just generally kept smelling bad. He even put on 2 COVID masks to cover his nose, and that didn't work. So finally, he figured out who it was by watching their body, knowing where it was coming from. And he went up and he was like, hey, can you please ease up on the farts? And if you need to go stand in the bathroom, please. So that's embarrassing for everybody.
Yeah.
That's rude. I got to call them out.
Is it rude if they don't stop?
You can't control it.
Mostly you can.
It's a bodily function.
But mostly you can unless you're sick. You can't control it, mostly.
Ooh, if you hold it in, it's bad for your health.
But why not go to the bathroom if it's going to just be terrible?
You can go to the bathroom 100 times a flight.
100 times?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that? Yeah.
No. There are times.
No.
Don't get the special. And one time we went out for your birthday, man. We all got the special.
Oh, we got the trout. I'll never forget it.
And we went out.
I don't remember this.
Oh, it was your birthday. And the special's the trout tonight. And we're like, I got the trout. Eddie got the trout.
I would have never got the trout.
A couple other people got the trout. And we went out afterwards. And you want to talk about just boom, boom,
I think
boom.
One person started with the farting, and then we all started farting. We're like, it must be the trout.
Had to be the trout.
That scene in Bridesmaids.
or Stand By Me, where they're all vomiting on each other. It's the pie. And the pie eating. And finally, we should all do a friends cleanse.
A what?
A friends cleanse.
What is that?
It's where you take a look at your friendships and go, some of these kind of suck. I need to get rid of them.
Oh, dang.
And eliminate toxic people or situations.
Sorry, Lunch.
Dr. Bruce Wiley recommends asking yourself 10 questions about your friends. And if the answer to at least one is yes, you probably want to cleanse them from the group. You want to hear some of the questions?
Yes.
Number one, have they been there for me during tougher moments of my life? Number two, were they judgmental when I revealed I was going through tough times?
Yes.
Number three, do they make an adequate effort to stay in touch?
No.
Who are you answering?
Yeah, who's he thinking about?
Are you all cleansing someone in your life right now?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm cleansing a couple people.
And I'll give you one more. Did I wonder about what they were saying or doing behind my back?
No, I don't care about that.
Did they date my significant other while I was still with the significant other?
No chance.
No.
That's on there.
No chance. She wouldn't be interested in him.
Oh, you guys are still thinking about Lunchbox. Yeah, you are.
Lunchbox 100%.
That's from Women's Health. All right, there you go.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Don't forget tomorrow, 10 a.m., tickets to my comedically inspirational show in Nashville. The show's October 22nd. It's a Saturday night. Get your butts to town, or if you're in town, but tickets at bobbybones.com. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time. As a kid, every weekend, I would listen to the Crook and Chase countdown. Did you guys listen to Crook and Chase at all?
Absolutely.
You knew their voice?
Of course.
I'm Charlie Crook.
I get Lorianne Crook, Charlie Chase.
You're correct.
Right? Yeah. He had this deep voice. Here's a clip, because I used to watch him on TNN. I used to listen to the radio show. Here's a clip here.
Well, folks, welcome back to Crook and Chase. I'm Lorianne Crook along with Charlie Chase.
Right, and our guest today is Trish.
So this is like the sounds of my childhood. And so they came over to my house and we did a Bobby cast. And I was just like, this is cooler. It was almost cooler than anybody that's ever come over because I just spent so much time listening to them as a kid. And so I was like, tell me stories about, because they've been on 40 years.
Wow.
So tell me stories. Like, did you know Johnny Cash? And so this is Lorianne Crook talking about seeing Johnny Cash at a supermarket late one night.
I went shopping for hairspray with Johnny Cash once.
What's the story that led to you going with him to get hairspray?
It was late at night. It was Kroger 24-hour. I needed hairspray for whatever we were doing the next day. And I ran in there, and there was the man in black standing in front of the, what's it called? The Aqua something that he and Marty Stewart bought?
Yeah.
Aqua Finish or something.
Aquanet.
Aquanet. There it is. Yeah. So Johnny Cash and I are standing there just kind of laughing and talking about which hairspray we're going to get.
And they tell a story about Johnny Cash being asked about his underwear. Is it also black? Like Man in Black?
That's funny.
And just they have a lot of cool Johnny Cash stories. And I also didn't know he bought Aquanet.
Yeah.
He did have good hair, mm-hmm. always.
So then they were talking about Shania Twain, who when they were doing the TV show, she would play on their TV show before she was famous. She was like one of the singers on the show. And she basically disappeared. She met Mutt Lange, who kind of made her a star. That together they did it. He was her producer. And he was so private that she brought a wedding picture back. But here's the story.
She disappeared from Music City Tonight for several weeks. And when she came back, she was married. And she brought a picture of her wedding. But it was cut in half. Prophetic, maybe. But Mutt wasn't in it. I was like, well, wait a minute. Where's your husband? Because I didn't know who Mutt Lange was at the time. And she goes, oh, well, he's really private. And I can't show his picture around. But she wanted us to see her in her wedding dress on her wedding day. But it was, I don't think she was with our show more than a few months after that because she and Mutt just.
I gave her one of my pictures, told her to insert it right there.
And she cut you out of it?
Yeah.
She
cut Charlie out too, yeah.
But she handed him a picture. It was torn in half, going, look at me in my wedding dress because he didn't want to be seen.
I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
And then I was asking about Taylor Swift because they were here whenever the early Taylor days happened.
We got a phone call from our friend, and I don't think it was Scott Borchetta himself, but some assistant, just a few doors down from us. And of course, everything on Music Row, everything, your doors are locked for obvious reasons. And they said, in a few minutes, your doorbell at your studio is going to ring. Just open the door. So we went down there and opened the door, and it was this beautiful blonde young lady with a guitar.
Was she 14 at the time?
I think she was 14. Mm-hmm.
And she wandered up in the studio.
We let her in.
Yeah, she wandered up in the studio based on that phone call, okay? And just as sweet as she can be. And we sat down. We talked about her being in high school at this point, writing some songs. She said, I've just written a couple of songs. I'd love to play them for you. We said, sure. So she reaches down, brings up her guitar, and fires up what became, I guess, her first two number ones.
Tim McGraw and Teardrops on My Guitar. And I was in tears. I was sitting there crying. This girl, 14-year-old girl I had just met, because what she was singing about reminded me of being in junior high and having a first love or whatever. She had me in tears the first time we met.
So I did an hour with them on the Bobbycast. It's up now. It's just nonstop that.
That's awesome.
They have so many stories. They've just been here. They're the OGs, but they're also still, they just got nominated for a CMA. They've been together 40 years.
Wow.
And I was like, do people ever think you guys were married? And they were like, everywhere we went.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah,
they were married.
They thought my name was Crook, but my name was Chase, and we were married. So check out the latest Bobbycast. It's up now. If you love country music, it's a really good one because I just kind of geek out at them and then all the stories they can tell. And it's just one after the other. There's one about Hank Jr.
Oh.
They didn't ask that to be cut later, did they?
I bet it was crazy.
It was one where they were like, should we tell it? And they decided to tell it. And usually when that happens, Mike will get a call going, you know, we shouldn't have told the story about Hank Jr. and the tongue on the toilet seat. And then,
That's the story?
Well, no, there's a lot more to that.
Wait, what?
I'm going to let you have to go listen to it to hear it. And we'll cut it because we don't want to embarrass anybody. But I was like, I bet we get a call going, don't put, about a girl on a bed and a toilet. It's a whole thing. They wanted to hang. And so, it's there.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Wow.
They haven't asked us to cut it yet. It's nothing bad. It's just, what do you expect Hank Jr. to be doing?
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Being Hank Jr. Search it up. It's the Bobbycast. That's Crook and Chase. It is fantastic. I hope you like it.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Washington. A man was fishing for cash. Literally, he was going to the night deposit box and he was using rodent glue sticks, sticking them in there and trying to get cash out. Only problem is he did it for months and he only got a few $100 because not a lot of people put cash, and police started setting up surveillance, and that's how they busted him.
You know, it's a lot of effort to not get much. I think he just kept waiting for his big breakthrough, right? I think he just kept going, one day I'm going to get thousands and thousands of dollars. It also reminds me, we used to have, when I worked at a marina, we had one of those claw machines. Man, I put my hand up there. I tried ever strategically to get my, it was like a 20-cent little stuffed animal. I spent many hours trying to do it, and I never quite got it. Then after I finished that job, a couple years later, I was like, wow, I wasted a lot of time doing that. Same with this guy. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Morgan ran into Melissa Joan Hart. Now, if you don't know her, she's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, and she had Melissa and Joey on TV. Well,
I don't know
for
that
while.
One. Clarissa explains it all for probably us, because when we were kids, that was her show on Nickelodeon. Do you know that at all?
No, I don't.
That was kind of her her entrance, and like, yeah. It was cute. It's girly, so I didn't admit I watched it.
Admit.
I didn't admit I watched it. You ran into her where?
Yeah, in the Titan Suite, my celebrity
suite. Oh, the celebrity suite.
Wow.
Oh, boy. I got a feeling stories are going to just slowly trickle out just to drive me crazy. Yeah. So she was just hanging out?
Yeah, she was in there with her kids, so I didn't bother. I really wanted a picture, but I went with your rule, and because she was with her kids and with her family, I didn't go up to her and ask for a picture. I just left her alone.
That's good. If somebody's with their kids, you leave them alone unless, and there is kind of a caveat here, you see them taking pictures of other people. And they look happy to do it.
Well, she did take a picture with 3-6 Mafia.
Wait, they were in there too?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Name dropping.
Lunchbox, how did you not get in the suite?
I don't understand this. Like, it's obviously an error on whoever runs the Titans account.
Like, every celebrity in Nashville was in this suite, and like, you never even got an invite.
They didn't even get an invite. They didn't message me anything. And then I was looking. I wanted proof, so I looked at M2's DMs. They even sent her a welcome package, like sweatshirt and T-shirts. And I'm like, hello, she's like probably the least famous one on the show.
So
and they went after her.
That?
In my head, I didn't reply to the Titans. Okay. Be like, you know, you DM the least popular one on our whole show.
So you just thought it, right?
Yeah.
And now you're saying it here, but you wouldn't say that to them.
Well, I mean, I can send them a message and be like, hey, how
Please
come
do.
I didn't? Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'll DM the Titans and be like, hey, you guys invited Morgan to your celebrity suite, and I guess I got overlooked somehow. There may have been a clerical error, but...
Clerical. Yeah, we love clerical errors.
Man, what a weird thing
but
for them.
Rappers, TV stars.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is going on?
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get invited. That's tough. Maybe you go sit in the suite this week.
They're in Buffalo.
I know.
Just alone.
They invite them. They're like, hey, come on Sunday. And the game's on Monday, though. They're like, come on Sunday.
No one there. Terrible.
That's fun. That's fun. Was she nice? Did it seem like she nice?
Yeah, so we were at the little dessert bar in there, and her son was making a sundae, and she walked up and made a joke. She was like, is he causing a whole ruckus over here? She was just like she was on TV.
Oh, that's hilarious. What a great joke.
Okay. Hey. We're done. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.